Monday, September 5th, 2011, another day in Oroville, and here are some items of interest. But first, a look at the weather report. The sky is overcast, the temperature is 32 degrees Celsius, the wind is southerly, 13 to 19 kilometers per hour, the heat index is 38 degrees. Tonight, chance of a thunderstorm with 40% chance of rain. The temperature will drop to 28, and the wind shifts to southwesterly, 13 to 22 kilometers per hour. The latest book by Georges Fanfreckham, Evolution, Religion, and the Unknown God, just published by Amaryllis Publishers in New Delhi. To contact them, their address is J39 Ground Floor, Jor Bhog Lane, New Delhi, 110003. From Upasana, an exhibition entitled Cotton, A Way Forward will showcase what is happening concerning cotton all over the world, particularly in India. It will be a thought-provoking art installation around cotton, bringing some sustainability issues around this innocent fiber, looking at what might be the way forward. The context: failed crops, increased pre-harvest expenses, manipulated seeds, and unfair business practices, all of which have driven thousands of cotton farmers and weavers to despair for decades in India. What are the consequences? The exhibition will be showcased in November 2011 in Pondicherry, and later on will travel to different parts of India. Artists are invited to participate in the creation of an installation. Many materials have already been selected. Please write to uma@oroville.org.in. Uma is UMAH. The second edition of the Oroville Triathlon will take place on Sunday, September 11th, starting at 5:45 a.m. for the Olympic distance. That's 1,500 meters swim, 40 kilometers cycling, and 10 kilometers running. And at 6:30 a.m. for the sprint distance. That's 750 meters swimming, 20 kilometers cycling, and 5 kilometers run. And if you feel like participating or volunteering, contact Michael. That's Mike, M-I-K-E, at oroville.org.in, or call Surya at 944-333-6008. Everyone is encouraged to be present to cheer them all on. Be there at New Creation Sports Ground Sunday morning, September 11th. White Sails is from Arseny, who has the idea of starting sailing action in Oroville, inspired by his past experience and time spent with a sailing and fencing club, the Karabela, in Russia. He wants to start a sailing campaign with the youth of Oroville to start as a team with the building of a small sailboat and to learn basic navigation in the water. Already there's a space to build it, and it will be a 2-week workshop with a team of 15 young people a few hours daily. And there's a place to store it safely at the beach in an Oroville community with Orovillians with solid sailing experience to help. Maxim of the Karabela crew, who builds sports sailboats with kids in Russia for many years, is shortly coming to Oroville to teach and help. What's needed? It's funding for materials such as rosin, wood, glue, etc. All funds collected will go towards those necessary raw materials. Any help with this would be gratefully appreciated. Account number 251376 has been opened for this purpose. Now, to see images of all the sailboats the kids made in Russia with the Karabela crew, visit www.karabela.ru. Karabela is spelled C-A-R-A-B-E-L-A. And to learn details for this project, contact Arseny at Senchik, that's S-E-N-C-H-I-K, at gmail.com, or call Arseny at 978-757-1669. Lavinia Dorville commissioned a housing survey and a study of two residential zones to bring clarity and solutions for the housing issue. This gave valuable information on the numbers and types of units needed, and the study group looked at layouts and lifestyle needs. So, Lavinia now announces 9 new housing projects. It's envisioned that 245 housing units of mixed development, that's apartments, row houses, and clustered individual units, will be available within the next 2 to 3 years, followed by at least 270 more in the subsequent years. Low-rise, medium-height, low-to-medium-density developments in a total for up to 1,000 people. In the interim, L'Avenir endorses the temporary housing project Transit Lounge, which will provide fast-track housing for 50 people for periods of 2 years over the next 10 years until all these units are built. The hope is to keep a balance of at least 60% green forested area to a maximum of 40% development, and the area will be bordered by a large park. Mahalakshmi Park is under study by a team led by Marie, which proposes a planned landscaped arid and forest park. This from Sri Aurobindo's Thoughts and Aphorisms. That thou shouldst have pity on creatures is well, but not well if thou art a slave to thy pity. Be a slave to nothing except to God, not even to his most luminous angels. Beatitude is God's aim for humanity. Get this supreme good for thyself first, that thou mayest distribute it entirely to thy fellow beings. We've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Gilles, Miriam, and Yahlom. Direct any questions or comments to oroville radio.org, and thanks for listening.